This is Luca Mino. How are we doing? We're back with Luca's World. I just heard that commercial for the Patrick and Jeremy show. And I went, wow, I had to write that down this time. The vaccine could be the real bioweapon. Wow, have I been saying that? I'm going to have to go find my meme with the bioweapons and the patent number associated with them. HIV, AIDS, SARS, Zika, without even looking, Lyme's disease. Oh, yeah, that was developed on Plum Island. Okay. Well, instead of starting with a rant, what I would like to do is just throw my disclaimer out first again, just so that everybody knows. It's just here to remind, I was going to say you, but it's here to remind me also. As many times as I have to repeat it, I will. What you're hearing on Luca's World, it's not judgment calling. It's not based on ego, E-G-O, right, which is earth guide only. I really like that. That's what I learned in spirituality in the beginning. E-G-O, earth guide only. All this is Luca sharing, collecting ideas and news bits and just talking to you about them, the ones that resonate with me the most. And that's what this show is going to be based on. The listeners and the callers, you know, they're going to be contributing to how and however the show becomes and wherever it develops and whatever happens. And I'm doing this to honor RBN and all the listeners and all the show hosts that I'm working with. So it kind of goes like this. If it's not true to the best of my ability, if it's not useful to you, the listener, and if it's not necessary, then I don't have any reason to share it with you, right? And before the call, on another call that I was on with my other friends, we're talking about how, you know, they're trying to destroy the children. And I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but they're trying to destroy us through the children. And, you know, if you want to destroy a country, as I'm going to say, without firing a shot, that's how you do it. You attack the children, and they know it. So I want to start, since I had no idea how I was going to start this show, because there's so many things in so many different areas that I wanted to cover, and we only have 1 hour. But I'm going to dedicate this show to Leo Buscaglia. I have to say that, because he was my mentor for a long time. They called him Leo Boxcar because they could never pronounce his name. Buscaglia, B-U-S-C, U-G-L-I-A, I believe. And he was a passionate Italian, and he would make you laugh 1 minute and cry the next. And, you know, he was one of the first ones that really centered me as far as believing in myself and making you laugh and really making yourself, a target of your own laughter, right? Prestigious schools, colleges, and universities are doing their very best to conform to the agenda coming forth, as we're noticing. We've got Johns Hopkins University with the LGBTQAA++ whatever appendix, you know, right on their website, and, you know, it's all having to do with their treasonous planning and execution of the COVID and the vaccines. And, you know, next it's going to be another one. Now that I'm on it, I may as well say that now. There's a tidbit I wanted to share with you. Quote, China announces lockdown plans for the flu as Washington Post tells Americans to prepare for the same. Right? See? And something else they're going to try. There's no... And also by signing over the sovereignty of the United States, Inc. To the WHO/UN, that's going to make the USA, as every other country, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, completely under their control. They say mask, it's mask for everybody. They say vaccine, it's vaccine, right? I mean, that's what it's going to be like. So basically we got our quote-unquote president signing away our sovereignty as a nation? Really? Okay. Woof, woof, you know? Wow. Okay, so we may as well start with education, right? Because that's what we're talking about. So what do we have here? Columbia University eliminates SAT and ACT requirements so that they can prioritize diversity over academic excellence. What do you think that's going to do to grades? What do you think that's going to do? See what I mean? So they're getting paid. This is exactly this. It's a replay of what Rockefeller did with the carrot and the Strix strategy. If people know about that, back in the time when there was much more money and it meant so much more and it was so much more valuable, he could have, you know, he could have Washington, D.C. He could have the Capitol in his hand, in his palm of his hand. I don't know if you guys remember seeing that meme. But if they didn't obey him, they would get the stick. They wouldn't get any money. But if you did, oh boy, you know. And Rockefeller, of course, would insist that the people hire a couple of Rockefeller workers. You know, it's all done very, very secretively, very sneakily, and very slowly, I should say, because this now, if people don't know their history. Right. They're doomed to repeat it in this instance, because that's exactly what's happening again. Now, the universities are being bribed. They're being, you know, bought and paid for. It's very obvious. And there's that thought of my 93-year-old neighbor sitting outside having coffee with me saying, yeah, yeah, the masks are coming off, Luca. You're going to really see people for who they really are. And this is the way they want us to live. You know, they're literally, should I say it again? I'll say it again. I'm just really glad I'm not in a relationship with somebody that has children of school age children, because I would be in jail. I wouldn't be able to tolerate what's going on. So I'm really surprised that there isn't more of that. Basically, I'm seeing four different groups of people right now. First group, well, those who believe the narrative and they comply. Two, those who know it's BS but comply anyway. Another group says, you know, they're working on waking up to the lie and they're starting to refuse to comply. And number four, this group here says, you know, they knew it was BS from the start and they refused to ever partake in the lie. And it's the biggest I told you so ever, right? That's the joke. And I like to say, since I learned it, it's all an IQ test. It's not COVID. It's not anything. It's not a new pandemic that's coming. No, it's an IQ test. You know, how dumbed down are you? Okay, and this is something I'm going to get into. I don't know if I can, if I have time, but boy, oh boy, you know, just like my neighbor once said, you're going to see stuff in your face. You're going to see what side of the coin people are on. NPR, National Public Radio, has a meme out there for anybody who has an app for NPR. In Florida, far-right groups look to seize the moment. Far-right groups in Jacksonville, Florida, apparently have been regularly projecting hate symbols onto downtown buildings. You know what those hate symbols are? A sign of the Christian cross with the swastika wrapped around it. Okay? Hate groups. That's what this, you know, and then who says that the farther the society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it? Mr. George Orwell? Right. Okay. We're getting it. See, so people who hang on to the truth and don't talk and they're hermits and they stay to themselves and they have radio shows like us, they will not be able to conform to society. They won't. They refuse. And they, you know, it's like you're born in it, but you're not a part of it. And you can do that. We have Jim again. Call in. Jim from New York. You're on Luca's World on line one. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Luca. It's always good. As I say, you have the second greatest show on RBN after Farron. But Farron has been off for a couple weeks.
Yeah, he needs a break.
Yes. Luca, whenever I hear Luca, you ever see the movie The Godfather?
Yes.
Luca Brasi.
Yeah, I have made the mistake of seeing Godfather 1 with my grandmother. You know what she said?
What?
At the end of the movie, she kind of gives me a nudge, and she says, Luca, she says, the amount of money they must have spent on ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Great movie. My favorite movie of all time was The Godfather. Yeah, those who hate the truth. You mentioned that, and you know the truth is—it's like George Orwell said: they hate the truth. You know, I've been mentioning lately on RBN. For years we've heard George Floyd, and Tyree Nichols say his name. Well, okay, I'll say it, but I also want to say the name David Saldana. David Saldana was the poor homeless man that was murdered by a black in broad daylight, execution style.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. Yeah.
Yes, and I think this poor homeless man needs some consideration. I think we should talk with him about this poor man. And it's just so disturbing. I couldn't watch the video.
Yeah.
But I...
See, what I would do, Jim, what I would do is talk about homelessness. You know, that Native American saying, who started the trouble? That answers everything. No matter what you talk about homelessness. That's the first thing you said before you said what happened. Who started that? Why is there homelessness to begin with? If government loved their people, there wouldn't be any homelessness to begin with. Oh, okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. And didn't they destroy somebody who really worked for his people, who worked for his country and put his people first? Right. We know about that too. Well, some people do. A lot of us don't still, but you know, it's like we're surrounded by problems and all we can do is go, hey, what's this problem? Hey, what's that problem? But nobody understands the billionaires that are setting them all up, like BLM, like CRT, like what? Antifa, name it. Those are, you know, somebody probably got paid to go kill that homeless guy, you know, to cause trouble. The FBI was caught by veterans trying to attack a power station, I heard. Okay, I heard, right? So maybe this is why the FBI or the tri-letter agencies, I should say, are, you know, buying up new people, you know, like 80,000 more agents to do more damage to the United States, maybe. Okay, so, you know, if our government loved us, this would not be happening. And this is what people have to wake up to. I'm so glad you're talking about stuff like that because you really, it means a lot to you, right?
Yes, it does. It does. A poor homeless man, the weakest of the weak, being shot execution style in broad daylight. Mm. And, these Black Lives Matter people, and this so-called SJWs, social justice, they could care less. To them, he's a nuisance. He wants to be forgotten. But I'm not going to forget this man. I'm going to keep speaking up for this poor man.
Yes, but do me a favor. Yeah. Do me a favor and speak about who is BLM. Speak about the endless line of those $200,000 to $300,000 buses with the brand new paint jobs on them. Where did they come from? Who paid for those? Right? And I love to talk about those cones that are set up on the sidewalk already or near the sidewalk with ticker tape around them. You know what they're protecting? Bricks. The bricks are lined up, ready to go in the protests.
Well, yes. It's right? A BLM and Antifa.
Yeah.
Is government controlled.
It's Soros is what it is.
Yeah.
Soros is paying these people.
Soros is the conduit, but it's the U.S. government financing them. And the reason is to get people talking about BS issues and not real issues. It's also to intimidate normal Americans to stay off the streets. And if you do go on the streets, you're going to end up fighting with Antifa, and you're going to be the one who goes to prison. So that's
absolutely
a BLM and Antifa, a government working for the U.S. government. What do you think?
Well, I just know that it's money. It's money that's buying all these criminal entities and these events, you know. And normal people like you and I just want to be left alone and love each other and live a normal life. Hello. And yes. You know, you can see it being deliberately done. They want to destroy society. How to? Well, destroy their morals. You know, take the love and the pride of physical labor out of the equation. Make them weak, right? Empower them to judge other people. Feed them poisons. And you'll find that pretty soon they'll be living the easy way. Okay? This is what the show is going to be called, The Easy Way. Because this is what people do. Stay at home, spoiled rotten, you know, everything at their fingertips. They're paid more to stay home than they are to work, right? Develop self-centered protections, crybaby attitudes. Remember that meme in the 70s where it would be like going into battle without batting an eye? And I got your six. And today it's like at the same age, I'm crying, I'm kicking and screaming online because on my phone I just got called names with my purple hair and red lipstick. Are you a guy or a girl? I don't know. Okay? Poison them, weaken them, confuse them, medicate them, encourage neocolonialism. You'll love this one. Neocolonialism. Some people should look that up. That's governments sitting back and not having to do any more damage because the people are now killing themselves off. Government doesn't have to do anything.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, to me, it's become like a cause. I've been calling RBN this week, mentioning this poor man, you know, the weakest of the weak, a homeless man.
Yeah.
Murdered by a black savage in broad daylight.
But see, then again, John, there are other people there are other people that are using homelessness. You know, if they have an Amazon account, they have a phone, they have stuff delivered, you know, like, of course, they're playing the system, but I mean, a lot of them choose to be that way. And
this is where
life is going to split very soon. People are, you know, everybody is like free will, big time. Everybody can choose whatever they want, whenever they want. So if that's where you're at, fine. Creator says, okay, great. Yeah, I really believe that.
Well, that's true. And a lot of the homeless are homeless alcoholics and drug addicts. But that doesn't take away from the crime that this filthy black committed. And, you know, the lack of response from the media is just so disgusting.
Oh, it's deliberate, you know, too. It's paid
off. SJWs, they consider this man like a used tampon. That's how they are. And they're cousins. Yeah. They're cousins, the cucks, who pretend they're nice people. And then they ignore this poor man like a used tampon.
That's what these people
because he happened to be white and homeless. Mm-hmm. The most downtrodden that you could be. But that's what they think of them. And, you know, if you mention this poor man to the cucks, it's like holding a cross to a vampire.
Well, we'll be right back on Luca's World. You can hear music coming back. We'll be right back after Station ID.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214. Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
This is the part where the producer lets me ride this song like the wave. I was surfing when I was 10 years old, and I grabbed a 10-foot wave, and I was going 35 miles an hour down the wave. We're back on Luca's World, thanks to my producer for keeping that on. Jim, from New York, we've got other callers. Can I just very quickly, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wanted to give acknowledgement to this poor white man murdered.
Yes, we did. And we're going to, if you want. We'll keep doing that.
And he should be spoken for. And these filthy SJWs and their cousins, the cucks. You know, it's like holding a cross to a vampire.
Yeah, you were saying that before the break.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Well, thank you for calling, though. You have to keep going with the
Thank
callers.
Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful weekend, Luke. I love your
you
show.
Too. Thank you so much. Frank, you're on Luca's World. Good morning from New York, too.
Hey, Luca. Thanks for taking my call. And regarding Jim's call, you know, they had four Americans kidnapped in Mexico last week, okay? They were four black people, okay? Two of them got killed, two of them were returned. But that was all over the media. I seen their pictures in the media. You know, back in 2019 in November, there was nine Mormons, okay, all women, baby twins, six kids and three women massacred by the cartels down there in Mexico. That was on the news for one day. You never saw any pictures of that. You know, you can see this slanted coverage. But one of the reasons I called was earlier in the prior show, Charlie from Florida called up, okay? And he referred to Real Raw News, which is a website, okay? But they got all craziness on there. On that website, they say Bill Gates has been hung down at Gitmo. Hillary was hung down at Gitmo. The deep state knocked off Donald Trump's first wife, who he divorced years and years ago. And, you know, sometimes you got to look at that. I went to that website. If you go in there and you say about us, the guy admits, the guy that runs it, he says that there's a lot of humor, parody, and satire in there. Exactly. And some of the stuff they say is ridiculous. And for Charlie in Florida to call up and beat up Putin based on an article in that stupid website, it's ludicrous in my opinion. But, you know, that's basically all I have to say, Luca. If you'd like to comment, that's your prerogative. And if not, absolutely, I'll just move out of the way and let the next caller in.
No, just to elaborate, I want to thank you very much for mentioning that. And what I do, especially when I have the responsibility of saying stuff that's important on the air, I hear something. Does it resonate with me? Yes. If it does, yes, I keep it. If it doesn't, no, out. Because, it took me 15 to 20 years to even talk about Hitler's Germany now. And, you know, enough talk and enough research will, it'll bring everybody to the same position once everybody's open enough to know what the truth is. So I really appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Oh,
my favorite Francis from North Carolina is next, I do believe, on Luca's World.
I'm not sure if you can hear me or not.
You're also what?
I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, but I'm double tasking.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, don't be too long doing that.
Oh, no. I'm good. I hope you can still hear me because I'm out of the wind now.
I can hear you better.
Oh, that works. It's called Life on a Farm. But anyway,
okay.
As far as, especially in the previous hour, which I will leave alone because it was really absurd what I was hearing. Everybody has their own point or point of view or whatever have you, but seriously, we are grown adults. We should be using the brain cells that are in the head, for that matter. And so, as far as what's being done to the people and so forth, you know, there are several adages as the golden rule, do unto others as you would have done to you and so forth, depending on what spiritual writing you're talking, you're looking at or giving or whatever. There are many more. I mean, even karma, you name it. Each culture, which a lot of people like to deny, that there is but only one culture, spiritually speaking, it's like an oxymoron. They all have validity, for that matter. But as far as what people are experiencing and what's being done to them and so forth, you know, until you take action on a local level with your neighbors or whatever have you, and discussing it or chatting about in a civil fashion, and basically getting the impression from them and their response, you could tell a lot about where something is going to go. Because quite frankly, the so-called governmental structure, the religious structure, the ethnic structure, I can go on, which is being abused by the so-called power elite, is going to give the people, not to mention the mechanical, technical arena in life, for that matter, they're going to give the people enough rope to hang themselves. Now, the problem is whether people got to snap out of their own little world state of mind, this is my little world, I'm going to protect it, that's fine. But you know what? Do you have those toys that are wrapped around your neck? Do you have the pharmaceuticals that are wrapped around your neck?
You
I can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
If you do have that rope around your neck.
Here comes that music. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back. This is Luca's World, the end of the short break.
The truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have to do. We're tearing down the walls, and I keep hearing that, tear down the walls, the way they do it. The first time I heard that, I was in a bar, and I heard it so loud, my t-shirt was shaking. And I remember that day like it was yesterday on the dance floor, you know, because, you know, we're breaking the wall of Big Pharma. We're tearing down the wall of violence. We're tearing down the wall of self-neglect, self-abuse, and not even forgiving yourself. We don't even know who we are anymore. Am I a boy or a girl? What's going on, right? Francis, it's good to have you on. And we have Mike from Kentucky waiting on online, so I don't want to make this too long, but you were saying some good stuff before the break.
Well, true. That was kind of you. Basically, all I'm saying is that if people want to be free of various things, then they simply need to take... Let me disconnect a second. Here we go. Yeah, better. People need to pull that rope that they've been handed and take it off their neck and hang it where it came from. No more.
Okay.
Take the leash off, for that matter. I could go into another diatribe because I hear people talking about people who are Jewish and so forth and ad nauseum. And if I were to address that right now, I would probably be banned, for that matter.
Okay.
So I'll tell you
that's why I stay away from the J word myself, because there's so many other ways to explain it, right?
Well, so. I'll give you that. But the problem is that for the people to actually listen and pay attention like an adult, instead of sounding off like, oh my gosh, like you said,
a crawling
baby or something. So
yeah.
with that, y'all have a fun weekend, play hard, and don't be afraid to talk to your neighbor about various things, especially when you spot something that they're having a difficulty with.
Uh-oh.
What's stopping you?
Before I go, I got to throw this at you. Try and explain to your neighbor that he has the responsibility of a dog, and he has to either find a way or something to have a bag to take it with him, or to find a way to pick up the poop for his dog, okay, without him getting upset, because they come out, they walk their dog, they look around, they let the dog poop on the lawn somewhere, and then run home. You know?
Yeah, that's priceless.
That's how low this is going, okay? When people they know what they're supposed to do, but they don't. And you're sitting there, this is what I'm seeing. I had three piles of poop on my lawn, and I don't even own a dog. So, you know, right? It makes you think. It's good to say it on the air, but thanks for calling, Francis. I really appreciate it.
Have fun. Take care.
Thank you. Mike from Kentucky, you're on the air again on Lucas World. Good to have you back.
Biological testing labs apparently are so overloaded. There was a time when I'd heard years ago when they started laws about that scoop your poop stuff that they tested some of the dogs that were reported genetically, because I guess there's some genetic markers in the poop, so that they can convict people for a big fine.
There you go.
So I don't think we need another law. We just need consideration.
DNA. Oh, they know. It's just that's the sad part. It's like, most of them are on pills and big pharma anyway, so that's exactly what the government wants. They don't want morals, right?
Well, and why is if we know the cause, can we know the cause of the, shall we say, increase in gender confusion? I think it's receiving way more attention than it should because of the controversial laws that have been passed, like here in Kentucky. If you're a counselor or a preacher or whatever, minister that offers counseling services, and you have any kind of a license from the state, that license can be pulled if you dare to offer the suggestion that they could take hormone treatments to live the gender they were born with genetically. So they've made it a law against that. You can lose your 501c3 or your counselor's license here in Kentucky. Now, does that sound scientific? Does that sound like doing what the patient wants? Even if the patient wants that here in Kentucky, they can't seek a counselor that can help them with that.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
I hope you asked me.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I have a friend who lives an hour and a half away. Close your eyes and imagine 35 years a nurse. She's so proud. She's one of the best nurses I've ever seen in my entire life. Her boss comes out to the floor. All the nurses on this floor are getting vaxxed. And she's just like, whoa, this was not in the contract. We didn't talk about this. And he says, do you have a problem? And she says, no, I'm not being impregnated with anything. I don't believe in vaccines. I never have. And I have the best health. He cuts her off. He says, well, everybody on this floor is taking the vaccine, or are you no longer a nurse?
Yeah, anytime you have a license from the government, that's a privilege, and they can figure out a way to jerk it if they want to.
Absolutely.
So much for free speech or anything else. If it's all been, and that's what I was trying to get in on with that communitarian debate on the last show with Larkin, Texas. They've been working on this since the late 40s at the very least. Mm-hmm. Where, and I got from Jack McLam a stack of stuff one time, a big aid and abet newsletter. I got a subscription for 6 months, and when you did that, he gave you this big envelope of stuff. And then included police manuals from the late 1940s that actually talked about converting every activity we have in human life in this country into a government-licensed privilege. Now, that's top-down instead of bottom-up. That's not we the people anymore. That's managed human resources.
Absolutely.
That's communitarianism. In a nutshell, that's communitarianism. It's the UN Charter, where we don't have endowed rights just from being born of a woman. The natural rights that I believe come from our Creator. Well, so what's causing this, though? What's causing the increase in disease? What's causing us to be more and more dependent on big pharma? You know, over the last 100 years, I mean, I've read a lot of obituaries in the last 25 years because I was in local media, and like the previous caller said, all politics is local.
Yeah.
So I think we could even consider not even voting in any state or federal elections. If you go vote, just get to know who you're voting for on the local level, because that's a lot more possible. We don't know really what Trump's character is. I mean, he's a dog and pony show.
Begging your pardon, but
go ahead.
Voting is a whole other issue. Trump is one of them. If he prays at the Wailing Wall and he declares Jerusalem, you know, it's just such nonsense. And he was right. Bailed out by the Rothschilds anyway. You know, he's one of them.
You know, we don't really, I mean, we know some of his character, but what he might be up to, playing 4D chess, or, you know, if he gets a second shot, what he might do.
It's about voting. You're talking about voting. I don't really like talking about politics on the show. But
yeah, I think it's almost like insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah, and it's just baloney. There's no such thing as voting. It's, you know, presidents are selected. End of story.
Yeah.
You know, and they're laughing at us all the way to the bank. So
that's
if we don't,
we could have an effect locally. And you know what that would do? Mm-hmm. I think it would affect the credit rating of the United States, because no longer would, you know, maybe you could somehow do it without swearing to be a U.S. citizen. There's a guy on here that's advocating becoming a national. But as far as I know, when you register to vote or get a driver's license, you have to swear under penalty of perjury all the time. About every year that you're a U.S. citizen. What happened to our state citizenship? Our Constitution in Kentucky was co-written by Thomas Jefferson. It's got some stuff in there that was never supposed to be changed, but they did.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. But the homeless guy, the previous guy was talking about the homeless guy. You know, Ben Franklin made Jefferson change the Declaration of Independence to say pursuit of happiness. And so that's one of the arguments for why you can be homeless in this country, is you know, you have the right to be homeless if you want to and not have any possessions in your name, and that way the how can you have anything taken away from you if you don't have anything in your name? The rich do that. They set up in trusts. But, you know, poor people living on the street, if they really want to, you know, unless they're convicted felons or pedophiles or something, convicted that way, there's probably ways they could get into shelters and churches and different organizations.
It's funny. It's funny because before, you know, making Germany the most prosperous country in the world, Hitler was without a home for 4 years, was he not? He was homeless. He was hanging around the shelters because he was refused as an artist twice in Vienna at the prestigious school, right? So he had to go from the bottom up. So, yes, there is a possibility. And me too. If there's a possibility to heal, yes, you can heal.
Well, I'm sure you have other callers, so I guess I need to let you go.
I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Dave from Nevada, this is Luca's World. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing, Luca? I just wanted to say a little something about what was talked about on the last show about communitarianism real quick. Is that I don't think that the individual is good. I think there are more important things that are larger. I think family is more. And if you haven't noticed, they've been destroying the family, and they've been doing it through the idea of individuality. For example, we get the idea of abortion from the idea that the mother is an individual who gets to make her own choice, and that is destructive of the family, which is a higher good than the mother or the child. But you cannot have a family without a mother or a child. You see, and this is what people who are on either extreme, they don't understand. And by the way, the idea of liberty was a very Jewish construct. There were Jews involved in the architecture of the Constitution, such as the word creator. The reason why they used the word God is because they wanted to make sure that the name Jesus Christ was not to be put in any of the founding documents. Masons. and the Jews together.
Yeah, that makes sense, because Ben Franklin was a Freemason, and
yep.
he came back with the Iroquois Constitution written and sacredly protected by the matriarchs, and it didn't work.
Uh-huh.
That's what the first United States were formed with.
Yeah, so. And also he was a member, and Thomas Jefferson were a member of a lodge in France,
right?
Of all things, and lodge was called the Grand Orient Lodge of France. If you've studied that particular lodge, they are the intellectual foundation. They founded communism. That lodge,
there you go,
in France.
See, it all fits. It all fits. Yeah. If you research long enough, they took everything that's natural, that's matriarchal, and they turned it to patriarchy, and they're destroying it. They're destroying life. They're destroying love. Destroying our children. I was hoping to talk about that today, but
yeah, I mean, we can go on that road too. But yeah, but there are things that are of higher value than simply the individual, and we've been brainwashed into thinking that the individual is the highest good.
The
individual is not the highest good.
There again, the matriarchal principle for that is that the tribe is the most important, and every single member of the tribe has his own individualism. Everybody's worth something. This stuff about existentialism, I don't even understand. Like, I don't know where I belong. Everybody knew their part. You know, there were up to 25 or more different types of bisexual, homosexual, different types of people. They were considered sacred to the Indian. Everything is completely backward. Now it's perverse, right? So they're doing a really good job of screwing everything up. But I thank you for the call. We have another caller, though. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Dave? Oh, did he hang up already? Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. John from Turkey, you're on the air on Lucas World.
Hey, great, Luca. I missed the fourth group of people. If you did mention it, I got the first three. Do you have the fourth, or can you repeat it? And also, where was that 10-foot wave that you caught at 10 years old? That was pretty amazing to hear that.
I missed that first question because you're crackling up.
What was the fourth group of people regarding your four groups? You mentioned three. I did not catch the four.
There are people that believe the narrative and that comply. There are people that know it's BS but comply anyway. Then there are people that are waking up to the lie and that are starting to refuse to comply, whatever, you know. And the fourth is like, we knew it was BS from the start and we refused to partake in the lie, period.
Okay, yes. All right, fantastic. That's a good assimilation of the where we go, where we are with all that.
And it's an IQ test.
Where was that 10-foot? Oh, yes, I agree. I heard that today. It's not on your show. All right, well, thank you. Great show, and thank you for being on Saturday.
Thank you very much to you for calling in. I'd like to read something, too, because it sounds like we're kind of going towards Native American philosophy again. And I want to read this because I have this as a wallpaper, and I have this for everybody who wants it. It is called Turtle Island, and that's what it used to be called. And with respect, Turtle Island, okay, not North America. We're not Indians, and we're not Native Americans. We are older than both concepts. We are the people. We are what's called human beings, said John Trudell. And then on the side of that mural, it says, established before Columbus, established before Custer, before colonization, before Constitution, before the Crusaders, before Congress, before the courts, before Christianity, before Catholicism, and before Christ. Some tribes go back 10,000 years. What I love doing is lifting quotes from movies. And I just have enough time to talk about this one, because I was going to get into World War II, but we'll talk about it next week, because the callers are wonderful. I love what they have to say, and it just embellishes the whole show. But unfortunately, I didn't hear the show before mine where they were talking about, you know, communitarianism or whatever the word was. But it's good to hear everything, because this is what we're supposed to be talking about. We're supposed to be open to everything. In the movie called Woman Walks Ahead, about 19th century painter who traveled west to, you know, a white European, non-native, who goes west in her attire to go paint Sitting Bull. It's a very powerful story, and it's a true story as well. She comes from New York City, and she's proud of New York City, and she was sitting with Sitting Bull at one point, and she says, "I thought you loved New York City." And you know, natives take a long time to answer. There's a pause that the silence literally helps them to form their words when they reply. This is what he says. "Too many people with too much. Too many people with too little or nothing at all." And then after another long pause, he says, "Your people, your society, they value, you guys value your own people on how much you have, on how much material possessions you have. Us, by how much we give away." See, we're talking polar opposites here. In every single caller, I can probably say that there was a root line of something that had to do with good or bad, or patriarchy or matriarchy, love or apathy, right? So I got a story for you. I'm in the waiting room with my Argonite necklace on, with copper around it, protecting me. I wore it for the first time in a long time. And somebody comes in a wheelchair, followed by who looked like his significant other, pushing him along. They looked like they were about the same age group. They both look at me at the same time and say, "Oh, wow, what a beautiful necklace." And I kind of said, you know, bow and say thank you and I appreciate it. And they ask what it is. And I tell them what it is. And she keeps looking at it and she keeps wanting to thank me and to tell me how beautiful it is and where does it come from and how can I get one like that? And you know, like really, you know what I thought? My hands wanted to lift up to the back of my neck, take it off and give it to her. And I literally started to lift my hands to, and I stopped myself. It was like, nope, nope, not the time. Your heart wants to do that. But sometimes it's not the right time. It's not the case. It's not the time. So, okay, didn't happen. And I listened. And this is what's so wonderful about listening. And she went out to get him in the car and then had to come back again to drop off the wheelchair. She looked at me and she nodded again and said, "Thank you so much. I love your necklace and we'll see you." And she gave me a big smile and left. See, most people wouldn't even talk about that. Why talk about that on the air, Luca? Well, because you have to listen to yourself. It's either you do or you don't. People that do will really relish the results. People that don't will relish the results of not doing it. They won't have learned a damn thing, right? It's up to you. It's up to us. Dave from California, you're on Luca's World. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no trouble. It wasn't that long of a wait. Yeah, there were a couple of things I was going to raise. You know, this idea of, you know, I hear the ranting and raving about sex changes. Mm. And the way I look at it, I work with a nonprofit out here in California. We deal with hazardous wastes. And hazardous wastes are basically killing or ruining the lives of millions of people across the world. And if a pregnant mother gets exposed to hazardous waste, their kids are going to be deformed.
Yes.
And so right now, the Republicans are ranting about, oh, we got to stop this woke culture. That means people learning. They've been asleep for a while, and then all of a sudden they realize that they've been cheated. So the Republicans want them to go back to sleep and keep getting cheated. And the other angle of it is the polluters have so ruined the lives of millions of people across America, across the world for that matter, that now their kids who are born with deformed sex organs have to go to get some remedial surgery, and so the Republicans are covering for the polluters, and they're coming up with this fake. Yeah, they're coming up with a fake issue that people want to get a sex change, when in fact they've been born with deformed sex organs. Most of these kids are sterile, which is a big part of hazardous waste.
Big part of government agenda too.
Well, it's not a government agenda. It's the sterilization.
I really believe sterilization and depopulation are big time the reason why they're doing this. I really do.
No, it's polluters have bought Congress, and they want to cover for. They don't want to pay for poisoning us, and to come up with a rumor that it's government. There were crooked politicians that allowed them to pollute for years. But if you go back to, you remember A Christmas Carol, that was written by Charles Dickens. 150 years ago, he was talking about polluters needed to live within one block of their factory. And if there was going to be a stench, they had to suffer it also. And they never, England never forced them to do it, and the rest of the world has never forced polluters to live near their factories. And this whole issue has now led to millions and millions of kids being born with deformed sex organs. The polluters don't want to pay for it, and so they're buying lobbying campaigns, and they've come up with a lobbying campaign to say that these kids voluntarily, they don't have minds of their own, and that the government is trying to spend my tax dollars to pay for their sex change and all this junk. No, the polluters caused it to begin with.
People really have to realize who started the trouble. And when you know that, you stay with plant life. You stay with plant medicines. You use medicines that come from plants intelligently. And then you develop an awareness of how the earth offers us in nature everything that we need to be healthy. But if you get caught up in the conventional medicine model, you're going to take a pill to get rid of the symptom without addressing the real cause of the problem. That's what this is all about. It's all about dumbing down the population.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, but it, at the same time, you know, a lot of families, you know, when the mother gets pregnant, they'll go out and buy a brand new carpet. You know, they don't want a baby crawling around on an old carpet that might have fleas in it or something. Well, they don't realize that that carpet might have formaldehyde in it or benzene, especially the pad underneath it. And so, you know, they think they're doing themselves a favor by getting a brand new carpet, but that outgassing of the formaldehyde and benzene in the house, well, then the mother breathes it in and deforms the child.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Dave, thanks so much for calling. We have that music playing in my ear. We have to go. This is the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week on Luca's World.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.